SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, affected me way more than what that much of heroin would normally do, so... yeah, I believe it had fentanyl in it for sure.
That's Mark, a former heroin user. He believes the substances he once took were contaminated with fentanyl. Fentanyl is a powerful drug that's ravaged the United States and Canada and left tens of thousands dead every year. But now, an influx is feared of a new drug class, nitazenes. Mark says that could be very damaging if it becomes widely available in Australia.
Very, very scary. I mean, fentanyl's scary enough with how much stronger it is compared to heroin. If that gets mixed into the supply here in this country, the overdose deaths will skyrocket.
Harm Reduction Victoria Chief Executive Sione Crawford says nitazenes are even more potent and threaten the lives of unsuspecting users.
Around 25 to 50 times as strong as fentanyl, and fentanyl is around the same again, around 25 to 50 times as strong as heroin.
The lab-manufactured drugs were developed and tested in the 1950s by pharmaceutical companies. But unlike fentanyl, they did not proceed to therapeutic use because of safety concerns. Last month, the coroner warned at least 16 overdose deaths since 2021 in Victoria alone involved nitazenes, many due to the synthetic opioids being used to cut cheaply drugs like heroin and MDA. These developments, along with the number of overdose deaths and jail sentences for drug use in Australia, have prompted calls at the World Health Summit in Melbourne for global decriminalisation. Former New Zealand Prime Minister Dr. Helen Clark is the chair of the Global Commission on Drug Policy.
We're talking about human beings. We're talking about those who may be our siblings, our cousins, our parents, people who have needs for harm reduction. And you don't reduce harm by throwing people who use drugs into prison.
Dr. Clark says there are encouraging signs globally, with even once hardline Southeast Asian countries like Malaysia and Thailand unveiling sweeping drug law reforms. Sione Crawford says drug reform is sorely needed to save lives.
The other thing drug decriminalisation will allow us to do things like drug checking and have safer drug supply programs. So we can't do that without changing the way that we deal with drugs.
Gareth Borum, SBS News.